aggressive, born in Long Beach. I've been donating my time to the Eldorado Archers.
And you're with the Long Beach Bowhunters?
And the Long Beach Bowhunters. I'm an officer in both clubs.
Long Beach Bowhunters and?
And the Eldorado Archers.
Okay, thank you.
I'm also a National Archery Association, National Field Archery Association, USA Archery, NDS Level 3 coach. I've been so since 14 years. And I've taught thousands and thousands of kids and adults in Long Beach how to shoot the bow and arrow. My passion is archery. With the Eldorado, Joette, I can teach them the mechanics of the bow. With the bow hunters, I can help teach them ethics. Using the animal targets, which I've shown you pictures of in your package, allows me to teach proper ethics. I can teach them what they can do, where they can do it, and it gives an outlet to the kids and adults in Long Beach instead of grabbing a bow from Big Five and shooting a cat or some other animal in the backyard. It gives them an outlet. It gives them an education in a structured fashion. Putting that choice of targets in the hands of the director, who is not qualified to determine what kind of targets we can use in the pursuit of field archery or archery in general, is really going to be criminal. The type of abomination you see in the propaganda that you have there, most of the animals that you see and the pictures that you have, they're not representative of what's happened here in California. None of those images are from California. There's two game animals that actually were killed in Texas. Those are pretty much legitimate shots. Cats, dogs, things in Long Beach that are shot by bows and arrows are not done by my students, are not done by bow hunters. We're ethical, responsible people. But I need these tools, which are approved by national and international organizations, to teach these kids, to teach the people. I've donated over 5,000 hours to teach them. I've replaced the bales in the park 5 times in my tenure with bow hunters and with the Eldorado Archers. I cannot, in good conscience, give the director authority to determine what kind of targets we can use. Because taking those targets away will propagate the same type of atrocity you're trying to prevent, allegedly. You're going to create more atrocity because I can't educate these kids how to use the bow. So the bow hunters, the language is unacceptable to us, that the director can make that decision on how we, what targets we use. I don't believe that the public side of the range, without a legal ordinance, I don't even think they can prevent other people from using those targets, the 3D targets, the say, or 2D animal targets. They're out there practicing their skills to minimize the chance of wounding an animal, to minimize the suffering of an animal in a legal pursuit. That is why I object to that. That's my position for the moment.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lori Pritchard, and I'm a single mom. I raised 3 children on my own and have been a regular part of Long Beach Parks. My children enjoyed the youth programs run by Robbie at CEP, and my daughter winning the pentathlete for participating in 5 sports. I taught a Mommy and Me class at Stearns in 1996, as well as taking many classes. I love the Parks and Rec, and I am mad. I'm very mad. This ban on the use of personal animal targets brought to the bells at the archery range that practices have enjoyed for years without any problems. I understand the policy change came about from a complainer who saw animal targets and was offended. I'm placing before you. This complainer has painted an ugly picture of archers, an unfair portrait, and this person is lying. The photos of real animals that are shot with arrows presented before you are images found on the internet to support an untruth, to give you the impression that this is what archers do. Each wounded animal I've outlined in an article that where it originated from. They were from 2009 to 2012. None were from California, none were from our park, and nor from ethical archers. These are horrible acts of cruelty. I know animal cruelty. My dog is a rescue animal. She was shortchanged to a fence for 2 years before Good Samaritans wrestled her from her owner. I drove to New Mexico to go get her. Archers at El Dorado Park are respectful, ethical, and eco-conscious shooters that support the range and create community here, thereby helping one another improve each other's skills, and further by making the range a safer and better place to shoot. Archers put up backing behind each of the 21 bales to keep arrows from shooting through that soft straw. Archers helped improve the range by painting the repaired fence out there. I have the ruined finishes to prove it. Archery is rich in history, and my favorite form is traditional archery. The simplicity of a stick and a string, not unlike the equipment used by Native Americans. Archery then was hunting and combat. Today, that archery has evolved to today's friendlier competition on friendlier targets and on non-living targets. This is field archery that I'm talking about. Field archery is a recreational activity that has great popularity in America and abroad. In California alone, there are 130 3D or paper animal shoots offering a safe setting that promotes fitness and respect for the environment. These are official targets used worldwide. In our local parks that offer archery, Woodley Park in LA and Miles Square Park in Orange County, they allow personal animal targets brought to the range without question. There are some 72 parks here in Long Beach. El Dorado East is 388 acres. The archery range is 7. The community of archers would love to continue to enjoy our sport uncontested. There are 115 signatures here of locals here saying so, and those that have come today. Long Beach Parks Recreation and Marine is a National Gold Medal Award winner, something to be proud of. We are doing it right here. Let's continue to do it. Thank you.
Vicki Markle, and I had written a statement, but it was based on a preconceived notion about what this meeting was about. I thought that you were going to allow animal targets to be in the general parks and rec classes for archery. But I think I'd like to read my statement anyway because there are some things in it. So with the understanding that it would have to be tweaked if I had the time. I raised 2 children in Long Beach, and my son lost his father at a young age, so I was always looking for male role models for him, as well as activities for boys. And so we got very involved in Boy Scouts, you know, from the cub level up. And I was looking for something for us to do together, he and I. So I signed up for archery at El Dorado Park. It was great. Our targets were big, classic straw bullseyes, and the teacher knew his stuff, you know, helped us learn the proper techniques and rules. And the sport gave us something to do together on a Saturday, helped with his hand-eye coordination, and he said it made him feel like Robin Hood. So he continued his love of and participation in archery up at Boy Scout camp. Never was it associated with hunting, as it never needed to be. In my opinion, the ethical implications involved in hunting an animal are not intrinsic to any archery class curriculum that's publicly funded. I'm pretty sure that if the targets had been animals, I would have avoided those classes, and my son would have missed out on a healthy, skill-building outdoor experience. I guess my question to you is, why use animal targets when there is an alternative, unless you are trying to promote hunting? And why promote hunting in an urban environment? Our kids can buy meat at a grocery store if they need it. If you want animal targets, then call a spade and have a hunter's training class. Please leave archery a kid-friendly, animal-friendly sport for the rest of us. And obviously here, we are talking about it being more of a private, club-based thing that these folks want. But still, I just don't think it has any place. As the other woman mentioned, in an urban environment where hunting is strictly prohibited, it would make more sense maybe in Texas or Oklahoma, but not here. Thank you.
Any last comments?
Yeah,
the name of that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Faith Huntoff. I'm a second-year honor student attending Cal State Long Beach, and I have been an archer for 3 years. I've been shooting in this community since I started, and I'd just like to thank you for letting me talk. I've observed a few things in just working in an archery range as well as being a part of the community. One is that the archery community has a really strong sense of family. It's very family-oriented. Some of my closest friends, a lot of them are here right now, actually. I've also noticed that, you know, like some people have said, some of the most devout animal lovers are also archers. One of my coworkers would come in, and it seemed like every few months she had found a new stray dog, and now it was their new pet. Some people even like animals more than people that I've seen, so to each their own. But what I'd like to say is the people that have committed the horrid acts of shooting helpless, defenseless animals, these are psychopaths. And in every walk of life, in every community, there is some extreme nut job who's going to do things like this. And our sport, this is what we do for sport. And for our rules to be based on these psychopaths, it's not fair to our community. I would also like to say that this isn't a decision that just affects our community. For people in other states and other clubs where hunting may be a vital means of their survival, this can set a precedent for other communities to to affect their livelihood. So I'd just like for you to consider that. Thank you.
Everyone is bringing a few points in this discussion. I think that everyone here in this discourse has done a good job of that, so if we can continue that.
I'm Dave Stevens. I'm treasurer of El Dorado Archers, and I'm kind of speaking on behalf of what our coaches we've met on this have. I think you needed to hear our side. First of all, 95% of the time, we are shooting at a 10-ring or a 5-ring target that has the circles. That's what we teach. Once in a while, we want to have a fun shoot, and I'll describe what a fun shoot we've done in the past. Halloween, put up a pumpkin, put up what looks like a black cat that doesn't look like a real cat, put up a bat, Dracula, Frankenstein. Do we have to get permission for each one of those targets, which I can't even buy yet, because they're just starting to come out? Christmas, it might be Rudolph, who's not a real animal at all, and the thing looks silly on a wrapping paper. We buy wrapping paper, and the things that hang down. Could be Rudolph, could be a Christmas tree, a Christmas present, a snowflake, even Santa Claus. He's not real. These are depictions that don't even look real. But we have a problem if we have to somehow get permission from a non-archer without having input and discourse face-to-face with somebody on approving that. We've looked at, could we have a Jurassic shoot? Are dinosaurs real? Not anymore. What would these things look like? The real things that you see on the postcards in the Natural History Museum? No. They're going to look like a facsimile like this. Space aliens. Call it a video game shoot. Try to get the kids off the couch from shooting big weapons at warrior-looking things and shoot at something that doesn't look real, like a space alien. We found you. This is what we want to do. And once in a while, we've put up this kind of target to people. Not very often. And the reason that we do these different shoots, not just to break up the monotony, and people like them, we've asked all the archers for 2 weeks if they have any problems with that, and if they do, talk to a coach privately, and before we have such a shoot, we would say to the archers, who are the ones that are the constituents, anybody have a problem with any of those targets? Because if you do, any one person will take that one down. So the archers are governing the archers. That's what we would like to do. These shoots are fun. They increase skills because you're shooting at something else. You have to focus on something else. You think it might be easy, but it's not. Focus on something else. Two other points, and then I will be done. An archer and a philanthropist who shot competitively all over the world, and his organization uses its donations to provide equipment and facilities for a variety of sports, including archery, stated, I know of no range in the country, or the world for that matter, where paper, animal, or other 2D targets are banned. I can provide his contact information if you'd like. He's the president of the Easton Foundation. In closing, anybody say things about this? To me,
personally. This is a piece of paper. That's all it is. It's not an animal. It's a piece of paper. And I think one of the reasons, I don't know for sure, the NFAA, National Field Archery Association, if you look at the targets that were handed out that were approved by them, none of them look like pictures you see in National Geographic or on the internet. I think there's a reason. These targets don't look like the real animal. The real animal would look like it does in National Geographic. So I think that they've finally come to some kind of a balance so that it looks like an animal, but not the real animal. I'd like to consider that.
Just people for elbow archers and bow hunters?
Elbow. Because we might use, like I say, once in a while we might use this. Somebody might be offended by a black cap. It looks like a silly thing. We just want to clarify what we do, how we police it, and as far as I'm concerned, all those things that I described are just piece of paper.
FAA is Field Archer Association?
Yes.
FAA is National Field Archer Association.
Sure, I'll take a couple more comments and we'll come back behind the rail here. Up front, please. Sorry.
My name is Josh Hood. I am Board of Directors on Eldorado. Griffin, please say that. I found Eldorado just by trying to find something for my kids to do about 4 years ago, and we got greatly involved with it. To this day, last week, I had a kid come up to me while I was at Target, just down the road. Go, coach, I thank you so much for doing it. And that happens all the time. And without a group and organization like this, you wouldn't have that type of recreation. We have Olympians that come to our park. We take, our group, the bow hunters, archers, take care of this park. Like you said, there's not a lot of funding around. We govern ourselves, we take care of it. But a point was brought up with why do animal lovers want to shoot at animals? Because we live in an urban environment. Even though we live in an urban environment, we go out other places to hunt. You know, we're not going to hunt in an urban environment. But we could go out to Texas, we could go to Northern California, we could go to Washington, we could go anywhere. We're not going to live where we hunt because I have a job here. So if the reason why we shoot at animal targets, even though we live in an urban environment, because we hunt somewhere else. We can't live, none of us could live where we want to hunt. We live where we need to, because of a job, family, whatnot. So that's why you have animal lovers, such as me, such as everyone else, who hunts at targets in an urban environment, because that's where we can practice. We can't go out to a hunting area all the time. And there are hunting areas in California. There's one up in LA, in Griffin Park, I believe, that you could go and hunt a little small game. But that's why we have to do this to make sure that we are shooting our animals ethically and we're not causing the travesty that you see today. Those are not from us. Every time I teach a class, I'm one of the main people that teaches the safety class for Eldorados. I make sure to tell them they are not allowed to shoot the squirrels in the park. Those are our squirrels. We love our animals here. If you want to go hunt, there's a ethical and smart way of doing it. We're not supporting just going to Big Five, going to Target. You could go anywhere nowadays and pick up archery equipment, have no idea what you're doing, and shoot pets and animals. That's not what we're here about. We're here to make sure we provide the community a chance of having fun, a chance of building memories, and no other sport are you self-reliant. My daughter has learned skills that she can do stuff on her own. It doesn't take a team effort. That's her doing it. That's her winning awards at Eldorados during national competitions. So in closing, I just want to say that it's the wording that we object to where somebody that is not qualified has no idea what's going on to approve a target. And if it were put to a vote to our club as a board member, I just want to say that I would be adamantly opposed to that wording, and if you guys were to choose to not allow us, then that's fine. We will take our place and go somewhere else because there are parks all around California that want us, that want a community program like this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm here today. My name is Tarakito Arai, and I'm a member of the El Dorado Archers, but I want to speak as an archer and also as a parent. Nausicaa, could you stand up? This is my daughter, Nausicaa, and she and I have been part of the El Dorado Archers for about 3 years now. And this year, she has entered two tournaments. They are 3D tournaments where they have the 3D animals to shoot. And she did well. She could have done better because she hasn't had a chance to practice on those targets. Okay? There are weird three-dimensional animals out there on the competition, including one was a giant mosquito about this tall. And unfortunately, since we have not been exposed to those kind of targets, we did not know where to hit. But the real key is, and I think this is the part that is being addressed and everybody's kind of skirting around it. If a 10 year or 11 year old like her look at a 3D target, does she think of it as an animal and have emotional attachment to it? Is she going to think that by shooting that 3D foam, a piece of foam that's painted, that she is going to be emotionally attached to hunting? And the answer is no. She can testify right now that she would never hunt an animal. But we are trying to preserve a tradition of archery, which is 10,000 years long. And it started out as a method of hunting for game so that they can eat. We no longer have that need. And yes, there are hunting for sport now, but do we have hunting for need? Actuality, no. In urban environment like Long Beach, do you need that hunting? No. But to preserve the sport that originated as a hunting means, as a tool, we are trying to preserve that. And the only way we can do that is to have a three-dimensional representation or two-dimensional representations of animals so that she, 10, 20, 30 years down the road, can pass that tradition on to the next generation, the generation who follow, so that in another 1,000 years, there will still be sport of archery in the form that is not for hunting, probably, but at least that idea that it originated as a means to hit animals so that they can have meat will be preserved, and the techniques will be preserved accordingly. If you have any questions about that, how a child feels about those kind of issues, please be my guest. You can ask her or Pandora here. They have shot in different tournaments that uses those kind of animals. Please ask them. Because I will bet you that there is no emotional attachment between those three-dimensional or two-dimensional targets and the real animals that they love. Thank you. They will be the first to go to a zoo and adore them.
Thank you.
Actually, thank you.